Hi, this is Barry Friedman, back with another installment of the interviews of the Men of the Mankind Project. Today we're speaking with Francis Borchers, and I want to get right into it. Francis played an important part in my initiation weekend, and it's exciting to have him on the call today. Good evening, Francis.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, I wanted just to start and let you tell men kind of a quick bio about who is Francis?
Well, I'm 51 years old. I'm a single man at the moment, although I have been in a relationship with a beautiful woman for the last year plus, and that's going very well. I grew up on a small dairy farm in Ohio and moved to the West Coast when I was about 19 years old. I was number 12 of 13 children in the family, and I moved out west to get some air and find out who I was.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that about you. That's amazing. I don't know anyone who has that number of children nowadays. That's cool.
Very few.
Yeah. Hey, so, Francis, when and where did you do your New Warrior Training Adventure Weekend?
I did the New Warrior Training Adventure Weekend in February of 1997, right across the border from Portland, Oregon, right up in the Washington State area.
You've been at this a couple years, yeah. So going into that weekend, how'd you hear about it, Nan? What concerns or objections did you have going into that?
Well, you know, my girlfriend at the time told me about a workshop, and I did that workshop, and it was similar to other work that I have done more recently now. And I met some men through that training that had done this new warrior training, and I could tell there was something different about those men. And I became friends with a few of them. About 6 months later, I signed up for the New Warrior Training.
And so it sounds like you had some good recommendations going in. There weren't so many objections or concerns you had about it.
I really didn't have very many concerns. I felt a lot of trust for my friends going in, and I was excited for the adventure of not knowing.
Yeah, that's a big piece of it, I hear. A lot of men we've interviewed is where the recommendation comes from. So over the years, now you're going back 14 years or so from your initiation weekend. Do you have any idea of how many men you've brought to this work and a general feeling of their reaction to it?
Yeah, I think personally I've probably brought 12 friends and my younger brother through it. I've also supported 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 men with questions, you know, who had called me over the years wanting more information and help them out. You know, I think every man that I brought in personally has gotten a lot out of it. And I know that my relationship with my younger brother became incredibly close, and we were able to talk about things that we had never talked about before, and we're able to, tell each other we loved each other probably for the first time after we did, you know, after we both had this training under our belts, because we were given each other permission to be deep and to be real with each other.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
So much happens on that weekend, and a lot happens in the after work of that weekend. Are you currently sitting in an I group?
I am, yeah. I've been in an I group since I moved here to Santa Cruz, which is about 8 or 9 years, and we've had the same 12 guys. I think we've had a new guy about a year ago, but otherwise the same guys for, I think, maybe 4 or 5, 6 years.
Oh.
We've been the same exact guys. It's really incredible.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Connection, accountability, and just consistency. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, we share each other's triumphs and heartaches. You know, we've been to funerals together and to weddings and everything in between.
Fantastic. And Francis, you look back on it since 1997. I know you were doing some personal growth work before that. What can you attribute? How has your life changed since your New Warrior Training Adventure weekend?
It's changed in many ways. I think the biggest thing was that I've been able to love myself a lot more just for who I am and for the accomplishments I do have in my life, to give myself appreciation And also when I have challenges, I have some tools in which to move forward with to break through the challenges. And I also have men around me to share things with so I don't have to do it alone like I once did.
Wow. I don't know how anyone puts a price on something like that. Sometimes I hear objections about, it's $600 or something for the weekend and it's expensive. And just listening to that sentence right there, I don't know, over the course of 14 years, it's about a dime a day, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
The money, I don't miss the money. I mean, I'm sure I spend that much on coffee in a year.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly. That's funny. Well, the men who sign up to hear these interviews, Francis, are guys who haven't done the weekend yet or maybe thinking about it and getting to meet some of the men who have done it and have been involved in this work. What could you tell a man who's kind of sitting on the fence and thinking about taking the step like this in his life?
Well, I would say the training is an opportunity to look at what works for you and what doesn't work, and be supported by a whole bunch of great men in through that process. So it's a real opportunity to dig deep about some blocks and some challenges in life and maybe some things that have been in the way your whole life, some beliefs about yourself that aren't working. And then on the flip side, to look at the wonderful man that you already are and recognize the gifts that you are bringing to the world.
Mm. Yeah, the weekend holds opportunities to do both those things, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Francis Borchers, co-leader at the New Warrior Training Adventure Weekends and living in Santa Cruz, thank you so much for spending this time on the interview with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Barry, for making this happen. It's really cool.
You bet.